Good evening. This is All India Radio and I'm Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Polling for 89 seats in the first phase of Gujarat Assembly elections passes off peacefully. 68% voter turnout recorded. Campaigning for the second phase of polling in Gujarat picks up pace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Congress Vice President Rahul Gandhi address rallies. ISRO to launch its second lunar mission Chandrayaan 2 by March next year. The Left Alliance is heading for victory in both parliamentary and provincial elections in Nepal. Iraq announces that its troops are in complete control of the Iraqi-Syrian border and the war against Islamic State is over. In Hockey World League final, Australia beat Germany 3-0. A voter turnout of 68% was recorded in the first phase of Gujarat Assembly elections. Polling for 89 assembly constituencies of the state was held today. The first phase covered Saurashtra, Kutch and South Gujarat. Briefing reporters in New Delhi this evening, Deputy Election Commissioner Umesh Sinha said the voter turnout is encouraging and the final polling percentage may go up as final figures are yet to be tallied.
Polling percentage in respect of the first phase of elections in all districts, that is 68%. Last time it was 70.7% in 2012. Hopefully, by the time we get the final figure, it may touch previous elections figure.
Mr. Sinha said Divyangjans and elderly people exercised their franchise in large numbers in the polls, including a 126-year-old woman. He said VVPAT machines were used in EVMs at all polling stations. He said this time in the elections many new IT initiatives were taken, including Sugam, Samadhan, Suvidha. Later, giving details on EVMs and VVPATs, Deputy Election Commissioner Sudeep Jain said 181 ballot units, 223 control units and 714 VVPATs were replaced during the poll process. He rejected the reports that an EVM was connected to mobile Bluetooth. He said EVMs do not have receptors or wiring to facilitate that. Our correspondent reports, meanwhile, that campaigning for the second phase has picked up pace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Congress Vice President Rahul Gandhi addressed a number of rallies.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi held public meetings at Mehsana, Lunawada, Bareilly and Anand today. He spoke about good governance efforts of NDA government and BJP government in Gujarat. He highlighted how Mudra Yojana has turned youth into entrepreneurs and job creators. On the other hand, Congress Vice President Rahul Gandhi in his election rally stated that BJP has not touched the topic of development in its poll campaign. He also attacked the Gujarat model of development, targeting the land allocation for the Tata Nano factory in Sanand. Polling for second phase in 93 constituencies will be held on the 14th of this month. With Yogesh Pandya, Suparna Sekya, AIN News, Ahmedabad.
Union Finance Minister Arun Jaitley today said the Congress party has disconnected from the traditional issues and has opted for a divisive agenda of social repolarization. In a Facebook post, he criticized the Congress, saying that it has no model of development and its manifesto is one of fiscal impossibility. He said a promise of reservations beyond 50% has been made by the Congress and this act of self-deception is a constitutional impossibility which will never be judicially permissible. The Directorate of Revenue Intelligence, DRI, today seized nearly 49 crore rupees worth of cash in demonetized 500 and 1,000 rupee currency notes from the premises of a company in Gujarat. The DRI said in a release that acting on specific intelligence, the officers raided the premises of Messrs. Yamuna Building Material in Bharuch and recovered demonetized currency notes. The release said the company faces a fine of 245 crore rupees as per the newly enacted Specified Bank Notes Cessation of Liabilities Act 2017. The Indian Space Research Organization will launch its second lunar mission, Chandrayaan 2, in the first quarter of next year. The space agency's second indigenous mission to the Earth's satellite will be equipped with upgraded domestic space technology. ISRO Chairman Kiran Kumar told media that Chandrayaan 1 had an impact probe, which crash-landed on the moon's surface, but Chandrayaan 2 will have a controlled descent of a rover, which will perform in-situ lunar surface observations for 14 Earth days, and the data will be relayed back for further analysis. We have a report.
Chandrayaan 2 will have an orbiter that will go around the moon in circles of radius 100 kilometers. A lander will come out of it and make a soft landing on the chosen territory of the moon. Afterwards, a rover will eject from it and move on wheels on the lunar surface. The rover will have many advanced payloads that will gather valuable data by analyzing the lunar surface. The data will be collected from the rover by the orbiter, which will relay them to the ISRO's facilities. The orbiter, the lander and the rover, all three have been developed by India. It is said to give further fillip to India's more extraplanetary missions in future. With Jai Singh from Chennai, Abhishek Kumar, AIR News.
The cyclonic storm in southeast Bay of Bengal has changed its direction and is now moving towards West Bengal and Bangladesh coast. The Meteorological Office has forecast cloudy weather over Bhubaneswar and Odisha on Sunday. Light rain or thundershower is likely to occur at a few places over coastal areas of Bhadrak and Baleswar districts during the next 24 hours. Negligible rainfall has been recorded in a few places in the state during the last 12 hours. Haryana Health Minister Anil Vij today said that his department had written to the Haryana Urban Development Authority, HUDA, to cancel the lease of land to Fortis Hospital in Gurugram due to alleged violations of the terms and conditions of the agreement. Speaking to reporters in Ambala today, he said the land was given by HUDA to the hospital in 2004 under certain terms and conditions. It included conditions like reserving 20% of beds for the poor, but they are not providing these beds. A state government panel probing allegations of overcharging against Gurugram's Fortis Hospital had found several irregularities, including protocols not being followed in a case related to the death of a seven-year-old girl. Yesterday, the Delhi government had cancelled the license of Shalimar Bagh's Max Hospital after it was found guilty of medical negligence. Direct tax collection has registered a growth of over 14% during the first 8 months of this fiscal year. Central Board of Direct Taxes in a statement said tax collections up to November this year stood at 4.8 lakh crore rupees, which is 14.4% higher than the net collections for the corresponding period of last year. The net direct tax collection represents 49% of the total budget estimates of 9.8 lakh crore rupees for direct taxes for this year. It said the gross collections before adjusting for refunds have increased by 10.7% to 5.82 lakh crore rupees for the period this year. Refunds amounting to over 1 lakh crore rupees have also been issued during the period. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. In Nepal, the Left Alliance is heading for victory in parliamentary and provincial elections. Out of 165 constituencies of House of Representatives, results for 48 seats have been declared so far. Left Alliance has won 39 seats and is leading in 75. Ruling Nepali Congress got 6 seats and is ahead in 20 places. More from our correspondent.
CPN-UML has won 28 seats and its partner CPN-MAO Center got 11. Nepali Congress, which was the largest party in last election, has won just 6 seats. Former Prime Minister and CPN-UML candidate Madhav Kumar Nepal has won from Kathmandu 2 parliamentary constituency. Sanghi Samajwadi Forum Nepal chairman Upendra Yadav has been elected from Saptari 2. Out of 330 seats of state assemblies, results of 72 have also been declared. Left Alliance has won 58, Nepali Congress got 9 and others have won 5 seats. Rajkumar, AIR News, Kathmandu.
The Sri Lankan government today handed over the operations of Hambantota Port to two companies having majority Chinese stake. With this, Hambantota International Port Group and Hambantota International Port Services will begin port operations in the south of the country, considered a strategic place in the Indian Ocean. Hambantota Port was initially built with Chinese loan during the earlier regime, but it could not become a profitable venture, forcing the Sri Lankan government to lease the port operations for 99 years. Several nations, including India, have expressed concern over the debt burden created by such huge infrastructure projects for small countries like Sri Lanka. Iraq has announced that its war against Islamic State is over. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi told a conference in Baghdad that Iraqi troops are now in complete control of the Iraqi-Syrian border. The Iraqi announcement comes 2 days after the Russian military declared it had accomplished its mission of defeating IS in neighboring Syria. The IS had seized large swathes of Syria and Iraq in 2014 when it proclaimed a caliphate and imposed its rule over some 10 million people. but it suffered a series of defeats over the past 2 years, losing Iraq's second city of Mosul this July and its de facto capital of Raqqa in northern Syria last month. The UN has rejected the US recognition of Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. The decision was taken at a special United Nations Security Council meeting last night. The UN move is expected to set off alarms about the risk of escalating conflict in West Asia. The UN, in a statement at the end of the meeting, said the status of Jerusalem must be determined through negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians to reach at a final status agreement. Widespread protests continue in West Asia in the wake of US President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters held demonstrations in Jordan, Egypt, Iraq, Turkey, Tunisia, and Iran. Protesters also rallied in Malaysia, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Indonesia. Israeli airstrikes on the Gaza Strip killed two Hamas militants today as unrest simmered across the Palestinian territories over US President Donald Trump's declaration of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. A total of 4 people have been killed and dozens wounded since Trump announced his deeply controversial decision, which drew criticism from every other member of the UN Security Council at an emergency meeting yesterday. The Israeli military said today's pre-dawn airstrike on a base of Hamas's military wing in Nuseirat in the central Gaza Strip was one of several. It followed 3 rocket attacks last night from Gaza into southern Israel. China has warned its citizens in Pakistan to keep a low profile, saying it has received intelligence reports of plans for imminent terror attacks. The Chinese embassy in Islamabad posted the unusual alert on its website. The embassy statement said it is understood that terrorists plan in the near term to launch a series of attacks against Chinese organizations and personnel in Pakistan. It did not provide details on the nature of the terrorist threat, but urged all Chinese nationals to enhance personal security, limit outdoor trips as much as possible, and avoid crowded public places. And in sports, world champions Australia will take on Rio Olympic champions Argentina in the summit clash of the World Hockey League final tournament tomorrow. In the second semi-final at Bhubaneswar today, Australia defeated world number 5 Germany by a margin of 3-0. Earlier in the playoff match for the 5th and 6th places, Rio Olympic silver medalist Belgium defeated Spain by a solitary goal. While Belgium got the 5th spot, Spain settled for the 6th position. Hosts India, who lost to Argentina by a solitary goal in the first semi-final yesterday, will take on Germany tomorrow for the bronze medal. The opening one-day international cricket match between India and Sri Lanka at Dharamshala in Himachal Pradesh tomorrow has come under threat, with the local weather office forecasting widespread rain and snow in the state. The Met Office has warned that parts of higher reaches of Himachal Pradesh will receive heavy snowfall on the 11th and 12th of this month, as western disturbances would be active in the state from tomorrow onwards. The Met Office said isolated parts of mid or higher reaches are likely to receive heavy rain and snowfall on these 2 days. The stadium for the match is situated at an altitude of 4,000 feet in the Dholadhar ranges that are already wrapped in a thick blanket of snow. Union Minister of Social Justice and Empowerment Thawarchand Gehlot has said that the central government is committed towards supporting senior citizens, scheduled castes and tribes, and specially abled persons. Speaking at a Rashtriya Vayoshri Yojana camp at Margao, South Goa today, he said the central government will again consider the idea of giving constitutional status to the OBC Commission and introduce a new bill regarding this in the upcoming session in Parliament. And now, before we close, the headlines once again. Polling for 89 seats in the first phase of Gujarat Assembly elections passes off peacefully. 68% voter turnout recorded. Campaigning for the second phase of polling in Gujarat picks up pace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Congress Vice President Rahul Gandhi address rallies. ISRO to launch its second lunar mission, Chandrayaan 2, by March next year. The Left Alliance is heading for victory in both parliamentary and provincial elections in Nepal. Iraq announces that its troops are in complete control of the Iraqi-Syrian border and the war against Islamic State is over. In hockey World League final, Australia beat Germany 3-0. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.nic.in. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.